animal. Rashi says the ochi mash mishtei process of malagera nimsos of hematoichlu. Puleka for the bori elu miyati. So if you say it has to have simone tyro kolot b'meya polisasor. Again, let's say you have the poro and it's given birth and the baby inside the uber inside does not have its hooves split. And we said before it's also muta b'achila. Question is why? You say no, it has to have its own simone tyro. They don't have its own simone tyro. And Gemara. That Ton of Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That holds what the Dashins pro parsa bebehema toichlu. Rashi says kruok siv parsok siv prosos. So eize shetimtza, anyone you find oy parsa bebehema oy prosos. It has to be even one hoof, two hoofs don't make a difference. But call for even as long as it looks like an animal, it's mutav, it's in the mother's stomach. Avu yoyna, Rashi says, but this pigeon, the yoyna, ain't no like cross and lepach, has nothing, it doesn't have one hoof, it doesn't have hooves at all. Therefore, that's not mutav b'meya imoy. We have simi barashi yomar, l'yoylam kadamet mikor, like we said before, Rashi says the uber ikr behema, from the word behema behema, will be mar, but the uber also becomes mutav b'shchida same. So maybe an uber is called a behema. Aye, on that, you had a question before, the Kokashlof, you had a question of that. Ein Mamirin. If so, it's called a behema, why can't you make tmur on it? How come it's not Ein Mamirin? So, my answer, I'll tell you that. So, Mani Rabbishim goes according to Mashim, goes according to Mashimini, Mani Rabbishimini. To Makish Tmura Lamaisa. That's why we say there's no din tmur on an uber on the fidus, goes according to Rabbishim, that is Makish Tmura to Maisa behema. Ma Maisa, just like in the loch of Maisa behema, when you have 10 new behemas born. Takas a shape with the one tenth is ma'isa ainu noye beivorim ubrim. There's no din ma'isa behema negayet to pieces or negayet to the fetus. It's only a born animal. Takas a shape with me'laf tumura, the same thing. The parash of tumura and in the hegas beivorim ubrim. You can't make tumura on a piece on one egg or one limb or on the fetus. It has to be shleimim, an animal that's born already. So kids, and not because it's not called a behema, could be. It is called a behema. But tumura zukish l'maisa behema, so what then tumura has to dafka be a live animal and not a nuba. Now the Gemara says, in not tamer, how do we know this yisoid that the ha'ema mirin goes according to Rabbi Shimon? That that din we say you can't make tumura is Rabbi Shimon shita that he holds you make this limud that tumura is doima to maisa behema. The tanan goes on like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi says like this. For lo de mikdashim. By the parsha of Mekdoshim, Hoyme Raglishuzu Oilo, Kulu Oilo. Somebody has an animal and he says he just wants the leg of this animal to be a korban oilo, automatically it's nispacha de kdusha over the whole animal. No animal becomes a korban oilo. So Melo, Af Kishiyoyme Raglishuzu Tachazu, Te Kula Tmura Tachteo. The same thing if you go to an animal and just say you want this foot. Have kedusha of a korban oiler on it. You take the behemoth chul next to the behemoth kashrim and say this leg should be like that. It's also chal tamura. Now that's what Rabbi Yosi is saying. Now leman kamahadle. Who's Rabbi Yosi talking back to? Elam if one time the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, go back to Rabbi Yehuda. Meyist lo hay svar. Do they hold this svar altogether? For a time we learn like this. Yok, I would have thought to say. Somebody says just the leg of this animal should become a korban oilo. I would have thought to say takis nespashit that take kul oilo, the whole animal becomes a korban oilo. Talmud Omer, this pasuk says no. Kol asha yitir emenu l'Hashem yiyah kodesh. Anything you give to Hashem, any animal want to be matish. So udashim emenu kodesh. V'lo kula kodesh. That from it is kodesh and not the whole thing. If you only want to give part of it, only that one part is kodesh. Not the whole thing. She did not say it's pasha done the whole thing. If so, Yochel would have thought to say teitzel chulin. Maybe it's not chal at all, even on the one regal. Maybe it goes out the chulin. Talmud the pasuk says no yir b'yev yosin tehei. It remains taka kodesh. The one regal, the one leg that you amount this remains kodesh. Okay, so how does it come out? Timoch v'tzochi elis. Sell this animal to a person that needs a korban oila. And with the mer chulin. Chutz midna eva shebo. Different Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. That the maestro was only chalak tush, only on the eva, just on the regal. So when you sell the animal to that person, the rest of the money, the value of it goes out the chulin. It's only the value of this one regal that has kedusha on it. So the kids, you see, according to our mayim of Yehuda, that they did not hold from this svara. There's the ragla shozu, the whole animal does not become kaddish, only that one regal. It's only Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, and they both say that minayin, how do we know to say that li'oimer ragla shozu, somebody says the regal of this oil of this animal should become a korban oila. How do I know to say that hey, cool oila, that's the lochataka, that's the spashit, the kedusha also becomes an oila. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, Yiyaz l'rabbi says kula, Yiyaz come to mind everything. First of the man, who do we go like? Either of May, because we come to May Yeshita, either of May, of Yehuda, Meisle Hai Sword, they don't hold this far altogether. They don't hold that Ragla Shazum, those things become Kurdish. Elav l'rabbi Shimon, isn't the verse talking about Rabbi Shimon? So who is so, Yisrael, who you see, Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds this svara, that Ragla Shazum taket is Kurdish. And the piece, all right, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Again, so the piece we see of Shimon is the one who holds this svara that Miktsas could also become Kaddish, and also Rashi says we also hear that he makes this Hekish of Tumura Lemaise Behema. So that's the right, Shimon is the one that makes this Hekish, learn out Tumura from Maise Behema, just like Maise Behema. Is then a Mishalom when it's afterwards born, who are doing Tumur also? Samara says, no, maybe it's no proof. Samara says, again, Elo Lav Reb Shimon, Masalei, Reb Yosi, time of the night should come, according to Reb Yosi, he was saying the time according to himself, not that he's talking back to Reb Shimon, or could be he's only saying his own time, maybe. Rashi says, Mihol, let them hear you have no proof, time comes Reb Shimon. We need to tell you, it's Reb Meiri, or else Reb Yehudi. And we don't know that they make any hekish of Maisa Behemah to Tumura. But rather, Rabbi Yosef is only talking about himself. He's speaking it out that just like over there, it's Chal, he also should be Chal. So, kids, you don't have any proof, but rather, that is the Pshat, that's according to Rabbi Shimon that he holds that you make this hekish of Tumura from Maisa Behemah. So that's how we know that he can't be Maim, he can't make Tumura on an Uber. But in Echnami, Uber itself maybe is called a Behemah. Therefore, it's mutter the shchita asayim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Hamavakeres, hamakashuleled. Let's say the mother now is having a hard time giving birth to its first animal, its petter rechem, which a loch of a petter rechem is the first one, has kedushas bechor, has an animal that's called a kedushas bechor on it. So hamavakeres, hamakashuleled. Now mechates eiver, or mashnech miklovim. If, let's say, when the first yad comes out, you cut it off before it had a leida, so it has no kedushas bechor on it. Therefore, that ape you let it throw away and give it to the cloven teeth. What's going to be yotze rubei? Let's say once the rave of the animal comes out, now it has a kedushas bechor on it. So now the rachel is a rave that you cover. Now you have to burn what came out. Because the appears with rave is chal kedushalov, and now you cover a shayiv olate. And therefore, is v'nifteres min ha-b'chorah. Whatever comes out after this does not have v'dushas b'chorah anymore. This is called the petter rechem, the din b'chorah is called upon this one, not what comes after it. That's called v'nifteres min ha-b'chorah. Because of this lady, even though you cut it up into pieces, still it's called the petter rechem, and what comes out afterwards has no v'dushas b'chorah. Let me mention like this. It will learn like this. What's going to be Yotzer Shlish? Let's say one third of the Bechor came out already. Or Machron, the owner, sold it, let it come to a guy. The Chos of Yotzer Shlish, and then another third come out. The question is, if the guy owns a part of it, there's no Kedushas Bechor Chal. So the Kedushas is the Mechir Chal to say there's no Kedushas Bechor, and maybe no. That's a Machoikis. We have Huni Ram Makodesh. Huni says, no, the Kedushas Bechor is Chal, and the Mechir is Bottle. Rabbi Rama ain't a Kaddish, no, the Kedusha is not Chal, the Mechir is Chal. What's the Machlokes? We have Huna or Mach Kaddish that the Kedusha is Bechor is Chal. Kesava Kasiyot, once Rave comes out, the Machlokes Kaddish, it fitted like it was Chal, the Kedusha is Bechor right away, every little piece that came out. The Chivin and Ophid Merube, once Rave of the animal, the Bechor came out, Ignoimus now it reveals to us that the Machlokes did Mikor have a Kaddish. That it was Kaddish right away, every little piece of this animal had Kedushas Bechor on it. And therefore, my dissolving, lay Kulim Zelvin, not that he sold it to a guy, means nothing. and now let a fellow bechor to a goy, you can't take off the kedusha. It was already chal kedushas bechor on it. Rabbi holds no. Ain't a kodesh. No, it's not chal kedusha on it. Why? Kesever he holds mikana labo kodesh. A kedushas bechor is only chal after the rover of the animal comes out. That's when it's chal kedusha. Therefore, my dissolvent, since you sold it before Rove came out, sharp is dissolvent, what you sold was a good sale. The mice, and now when Rove came out, since part of it already belongs to Magoi, there's no Kedushas Mechor Chal on it. The Moor says, the old Utama, they both go according to their own reasoning. People read like this, what's going to be Yotza Shlish Aderech Doifin, let's say one third of the animal comes out through the side, or Shnei Shlish, then two thirds comes out Derech Rechem, a regular birth. So the Shal, is this called the Tepe Rechem to Pata Bechor or not? Rav Unu Ramla in the Kodesh, it has no Kedusha on it. Rav Unu Ramla Kodesh, yes, it has Kedusha. Rav Unu Ramla in the Kodesh, this Bechor has no Kedusha Bechor on it. Rav Unu Ramla Taim, if Yom Ala Masreya Kodesh, ask the Chal Masreya. And therefore, Veruva Kama, Leite Berechem, when right of this animal is out, since the first third completely came out through the Dothan, and now when the half of the next third came out, that's right over the animal, that's when it's later should be chal. It's not called the later derech rechem. Therefore, it has no kedushas mechor bichal on it. Rav Rama kodesh yes, it's chal the kedusha. Rav the time of the yomah mikan labo kodesh. Only when rov comes out, that's when the kedusha is chal. It says ruba derech rechem nosach lemaisa. Rov with the animal came out through the rechem. Therefore, it's chal the kedushas mechor on it. The most of the tzrich we need both machloekesim. Tiyash mina ba'ab okam rafuna. We should lakum, you only go lakum, the same kedusha is not chal. Aber ba'at lakum, maybe more than the rabbit. Lakum, maybe you won't say it. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. But we'll finish with all this. Let's come on again on the next tape. We'll stop here. Yeah, really, we're holding the ayin. We'll just start over again, less Mishnah, and our Samech Tesam Aveis. Again, as the Mishnah says, I'm a Vakera Samechash Leilud, when a Behem is given birth to its Bechor, so Machat Techev Erevru Mashlech Leklovim. If you want to, when the Uber starts to come out, the first part of it that comes out, you can cut it off, and it has no Kedushas Bechor yet, and therefore let it throw it to the Klovim. Vashenkin Yotzer Ruboi, once Roiv of the Vlad, once Roiv of the Uber comes out, then harayz the yikarva, then has a really kedushas bechor on it, and now you can't stop give it to your klovim, but you have to bury it. And v'nifteres min abchor, no matter what you do, even if you cut it off piece by piece, that piece when it was cut off did not have a kedusha, but now that rove came out, it's called the pet derechem, and therefore the next animal that comes out does not have a kedushas bechor on it. Now the Gemara says, if you learn like this, what's going to be yotze shlish if one third of the uba, one third of the bechor came out? And right away the owner sold that third to a guy. And then because of Yotzeh Shachar, then another third, like then Rav of the animal came out. So what's the locha? Now the shalu is, when exactly is the Kedushas Bechor chal upon this vlad? If it was already chal the Kedushas Bechor, so about then the owner cannot sell it to a guy, it belongs to a kayin. But if the Kedusha was not chal yet, then he has the right to sell it to a guy. And if the mechir to the goy is chal, so that's called the yad akum b'yemsa, the Gemara Bechorah says, and then you put them in a bechor. That's the machlokes. Rav Huna Rav Ma Kodesh, the kedusha is chal, and melel the mechir is botel. Rav Ramano ain't a kodesh, the kedusha is not chal, and therefore the mechir is chal. It's like this. Rav Huna Rav Ma Kodesh, the kedusha is chal. Why? Kesav reholds the mafreya kodesh. That means v'chivin and ofak leruba. Once rave of the uba, once rave of the behem of the bechor comes out. Is the Gloy Milsl Mafreya comes out to be seen as Lamafreya at the beginning, the Mikore Heavy Kodesh, and every piece that came out had a Kedusha on it. So therefore, when you sold it, it's like you sold the Bechor to a Goy, and you have no right to sell the Bechor to a Goy. Therefore, it's Kodesh, and the Mechir is not Chal. The Maid is Zov, not that you sold La Loy Klum Zov, and you didn't sell anything. That's Rafunis Svaro. But Rabbi holds no. Ain't a Kodesh. Kedusha is not Chal upon this Bechor. Why? Because Kesava, because Rabba holds, Mikana Lobo Kodesh, that no, after Rav of the animal, of the Uber, comes out, that's when it's first Chal the Kedushas Bechor on it. It was over here, since he sold the first third, so Mad is Zoven, that he sold, Shap is Zoven, is very good that he sold it, because at that time there's no Kedushas Bechor yet on it. So once he sold it to a Goy, now a Goy owns one third of this Uber, And therefore now when Rav comes out, when the Kedusha is supposed to be Chal, it's not Chal, because it's called Yad Akon B'yem, so since the guy owns part of this Uber, therefore there's no Kedusha's Bechor Chal on it. So that's the Machlokes the Kitzur between Rav and Rav Huna, when exactly is the Kedusha's Bechor Chal, they both agree it's only after Rav of the animal comes out, but the Shalu is the Chal Amafreya, or is it only Mikan Labo? And the Gemara says, "V'yozlo tamah." They both go according to their own reasoning. The Yitma will learn like this: what's going to be yotzer shlish derev doifen? That the first third of the uber came out through the side. Rashi says it means through sam, through medicine, or they cut there, and then a shlish derech rechem. The second third came out through the rechem, through the womb, and we know the kedushas bechor is tolian. It has to come out through the rechem. So Rav Huna says, "Ain't a kodesh. Kedusha is not chal. It's not called to have no kedushas bechor." Since the first third came out through the rech, through the daifin, not through the rechem. Rabbi Ramano Kodesh, Rabbi says, yes, it is Chal Kedushas Bechor on this Uber. Why? Rav Huna says the Kedush is not Chal on this animal, this Bechor. Rav Huna goes according to his own reasoning. The Yom that he owes the Mafreya Kodesh, that's Chal Mafreya, as if to say, Veruba Kamo Lesi Berechem. According to Rav Huna, it's all totally upon the first roiv when it came out of the animal. That's when the Kedusha has to be Chal. See, since the beginning of the first third, it was done through the doifen, not through the rechem. So when it finished off, that half of the animal came out, when roiv of the animal came out, roiv was not through the derech rechem, therefore the time when the Kedusha is supposed to be Chal, it's not Chal, and therefore it's not Chal the Kedusha. Rabbi says, though, Kodesh, yes, Kedusha Bechor is Chal upon the Suber. Why? Again, Rabbi goes according to his own reasoning. The Yom that he says, Mikan Labo Kodesh, that the Kedusha is not Chal at the beginning, but it's only Chal after Rav comes out. And so, Veruba Derech Rechem Nofak. It doesn't make enough meaning. It's the first Rav or the second Rav. Like over here, it was only the first third of the Uba that came out through the Daifen, through the side. But the next two thirds came out through the Rechem. So, Maisa Rav of the animal did come out through the Rechem. So since according to Rabbah, it does not have to be Chal at the beginning, could even be Chal later, it's Chal Mikan Labo. When Rav of the Uba comes out through the Rechem, that gives it Kedushas Bechor. Here, Lamaisa, Rav of the Uba came out through the Rechem, therefore it has a Kedushas Bechor on this Uba, on the blood. The Gemara says, Utsrichi, we need this Machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Huna, both cases. The Yashmin above, we would have just heard the first Machlokes, where you sold the animal to a guy after a third came out. It could be maybe behokom a Rav Huna. Only over there does Rav Huna say the Kedusha is Chal Mafreya, Mishum Lekula. Whereas he doesn't want to go Lekula, he doesn't want to say that the Mechira to the Yakim is Chal, so therefore, like to say the Mechira was Chal, be a Mekul, therefore he doesn't want to go Lekula, he doesn't want to be lenient, but rather Rav Huna will be Machman to say the Kedusha is Chal Mafreya and the Mechira is not Chal. Abu Bahach, when the second Machlek is over here, If Rav Huna really holds that svara, it has to be Chal Mafreya to the Chumra. Like maybe over here, to say that svara, you're going to pata the Bechor. You're going to say it has no Kedushas Bechor. So maybe over here, we'll go to Chumra to say like Rabbah, to say maybe the Kedushas Chal first later. As maybe the Chumra, you would say the Kedushas Chal later. Is therefore any more than the Rabbah? Maybe Rav Huna would agree to Rabbah. So if I need the Machlokes, both cases to tell me no, that Rav Huna really holds Lakuda and Lachumra, that the Kedusha is Chal Mafreya. That when as soon as the first rave comes out, we consider that the Kedusha has to be Chal Mafreya from the first coming out. And therefore, if it came out through the Rechem, even though you sold it to a guy, nothing doing, the Kedusha is already Chal. But here, when the first third came out through the Daifin, not through the Rechem, it was not Kodesh Kedusha's Bechorim, and therefore, it would not be Kodesh. Therefore, neither Machlokes both cases. And again, the Gemara Daf Ayin Amud Aleph says, "V'itna b'ho." We would have just.